and in Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, here we are, an after show podcast. We haven't knocked out that many of these over the last couple of weeks, but we thought, why not hop in today?
I think we should. I've been wanting to do this.
You have?
Yeah.
You've been wanting to do the after show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been talking to David about it. He's been the one who says he doesn't have time for the after show.
That's not true.
Because
at
he
all.
Has to work on his wedding in 606 days.
So dumb.
What's dumb about it?
It's just dumb. It's dumb y'all have a countdown.
It's not dumb.
It is. It's kind of childish.
It's not me. I didn't do that. It was her.
Well, she should have a countdown. It's her first wedding.
Wow. Right.
Her second wedding, there won't be a countdown.
There won't be one.
There's a story, and we did this in the full show today, that 18 to 24-year-olds are thinking of marriage contracts. And the idea behind the marriage contract is that you can renew that, set it to renew in 5 years or 10 years.
Well, didn't you, I mean, you're coming up on 10 years now. Didn't you tell me earlier that you were upset you didn't sign one of those contracts
Dude,
10 years ago?
Straight up.
But see, I have mixed feelings about it because you do, like, from, let's say you get married at 19. Tell me, are you the same person you were at 19, Brandon Baxter, that you are now?
No. And that goes with any age, though, because we should, hopefully, if we're doing things right, we should evolve and grow as couples. So.
You should, but it doesn't always happen like that.
No, not every marriage is going to be the perfect marriage like mine.
So that sounds like the contract thing. Like, I like the whole, okay, it's been 5 years, let's renew, see what we're doing bad, see what we're doing good, which we should do that in marriage anyways. Hey, what are we not doing good at? Yeah. What are we not doing bad at? Let's fix it. But it also makes me think that it wouldn't be as important. Like, oh, well, we're up for contract renewal in 10 years. Like, I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might kind of like make it easier to get divorced or whatever.
Yeah, because like to me, I think you just got to work it out. Try to figure
and
it out.
And if kids are involved, it just gets harder.
Yeah. So anyway, the marriage contract, that was one of the stories that was out there today. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about getting married? We don't really go into, because like I felt like we talked about the wedding and the marriage so much for a little bit that like it could be almost overkill. Mm-hmm. So we haven't really done that very much. Are you excited yet?
Yeah. I wish we were already married, but.
Well, why don't you? Why don't you cut it in half and get married next year on June 20th?
I don't know.
It's the age thing. If he was getting married to a 40-year-old, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah. See.
What do you mean?
Like when you're younger, because when I was 19, when I was three, like girls think about forever. I want this huge white wedding and all these flowers and all my friends to be there. And I want it to be in a big church. And I like you just have this, it's innate in us. And we just have that feeling. Mm-hmm. And then, so you do want to have it. And so, but as you get older and you're like, okay, I could use that money for this. I could use that money for this. We should have eloped and gone on this huge trip to Europe and backpacked. And then you get back and everything's over and you're like, okay, why did we just spend that much money on that?
I think like that too, though, because you can either spend a ton of money and invite a bunch of people to your wedding and then be annoyed that they're all there.
But I didn't feel like that 20 years ago.
Yeah. And maybe it is different on the first one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wish we were married already.
Well, let's go ahead and just do it.
No.
Not me and you. Just elope.
I'm not going to
be
elope.
Done with it.
I'm not gonna
Brandon,
elope.
You're the same
we should
marriage.
Go online and get certified to marry people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually
You and I could marry David and Rachel.
That's actually a really easy process to get certified, but you have to be approved by your state or something.
I'd be approved. You'd be approved.
You can have a baby without anything, but to marry someone, you've got to be approved.
Right, yeah. Just
jeez.
Would your family allow me and Kelly to officiate the wedding?
Probably not.
Your family, your dad would think that would be funny.
Yeah, but would you even want to do something like
that?
Yes.
The pressure you would have.
There's no freaking pressure.
100%.
Yes, there's
so
not.
Much pressure.
I would do the entertainment, like the songs.
Yeah.
And you could do...
Dearly beloved, we are
marriage.
Gathered here today.
I don't even know if y'all are invited anymore
love,
now.
True love.
We're going to join these two people in unhappy marriage.
Wow. Jeez.
Do you worry that it will change your relationship?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think living with her full time, you can't escape, changes the relationship?
Nope.
That's a lie. You're an idiot then. Because it does. It changes it, right?
Well, it changes it for a bad thing for you,
no,
I guess.
No, it's just you. It's different.
It is different.
It's different when you can pack up and leave. Right?
I guess you can do that at any time, though.
Well, I could, but
what's stopping you?
All my stuff is at home. She can pack up and leave.
See you later.
Get out of here. That's one of the stories out. The other big story of today, and I'm always careful in trying to, when we lay out and format a show, like how much wrestling content we use, because I know not everybody watches, right? But the Roman Reigns story is such a big story today. He's a WWE superstar. He's been kind of like, you know how like you had Stone Cold and The Rock, and then you had John Cena. Like Roman Reigns is the next guy for them. He's the guy they built for that position. He's perfect for it. He's got a great look. He's got a great lineage for the wrestling industry. And last night he walks out on Monday Night Raw and announces that he has leukemia.
Dang.
And so I start researching leukemia. And you know, there's different times where it goes into remission. And he announced that he had leukemia 11 years ago when he was broke before WWE. It went into remission and they thought they were all good. He had a family and a wife and a child, and boom, here he is, the height of his career. Like, he's at that point where, like, you know, these are the glory years of life in his career, and he gets leukemia.
How old is he?
Like 33.
Wow.
And he's, you know, making millions of dollars a year, selling out arenas all across the country and the world. And living that life that he, you know, dreamed of, because it's a family thing for them.
Yeah.
You know, he's related to The Rock and the Usos and Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And like all those Samoan people are all, you know, intertwined and cousins and all of that.
I didn't know all that.
Yeah. So it was a really sad deal last night. He walked out, and you can see when he walked out that it was just different. You know, like a lot of times you walk out and it's like a big show, but he just kind of stood there and he took a deep breath, and you could tell there was emotion in his eyes.
Yeah.
And then he got down there and he made the announcement. And man, that the crowd is kind of like the same thing they would do with John Cena, where like some people would cheer him and he's supposed to be the good guy, but like, you know, the anti-authority part of the crowd would boo him.
Yeah.
But once he announced he had leukemia, it was like a big thank you, Roman, and all this.
Wow.
Because legitimately, when you are an entertainer like that, and any entertainer, you know, if you're, you know, going on stage to sing or whatever, your true job, yeah, you want to make great money, but you truly want to entertain your audience.
Well, yeah, and you don't want people, you're an escape part. You want people to escape reality when you're entertaining or whatever. You don't want to bring them down like, oh, and by the way, I have cancer. Yeah. So it's a big thing for them to go out and, you know, act like nothing's wrong.
Yeah. It was an emotional deal. I look over at my wife and I was kind of teary-eyed. She was like full on tears.
Really?
Because he was kind of her favorite. You know, he's a good looking dude and he's always positioned well in WWE. And she's like, man, that's so sad. Think about the wife. You know, she goes straight to mom mode. Like, think about his wife watching this. Mm-hmm. Think about his kids watching this.
Yeah.
And you see people in the crowd that are emotional. It was an emotional deal. Mm.
So what happens now with the WWE? Because
he was a champion, so they have to figure out what to do with the belt. But like Brock Lesnar is going to wrestle a guy named Braun Strowman.
Gotcha.
So that'll, you know, that's all.
It'll all work itself out.
It doesn't really matter. But
think how sweet it'll be when, if he does go back into remission, because he's got several years, know, of wrestling age left.
Yeah. When he comes back,
people will lose their minds.
But it's just, I mean, that's such a wild story, because I've watched wrestling my whole life. I can't remember a young guy coming up and being like, hey, I have cancer and I have to fight cancer. But he wanted to put that story out there. So, and he said this on the air, so he could be brave for his wife and his kids. And he wanted to be brave for the WWE universe to show them, hey, even when you're facing things like cancer, you know, you can look at it from the positive and teach a lesson through that.
Well, and he has that platform. And I love the trend right now of celebrities coming out and letting you know, hey, this is what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Whether it's mental health, cancer, leukemia, whatever it is, they're being honest about it. And all of us that are the normal people that have to deal with stuff every day too, like, oh, even though they have a lot of money and they're who they are, they're going through the same crap that I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps.
Shannon Doherty. I just saw an interview with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Mm-hmm. She was Elaine on Seinfeld, where she had battled breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how important it was just to laugh.
Yeah.
Just to keep that humor through that. So thoughts to Roman Reigns. There's a really, and I watched it this morning, there's this video of him when he walked back through the curtain. And like Vince McMahon is there, Triple H is there. And it's like, wow, that's emotional.
I wonder if a lot of those people knew. Maybe, I would assume.
I bet most of those higher-ups knew.
Yeah, well, the higher-ups had to, because they took him off. What happened was he missed the weekend shows, and he never misses. So people were like, well, why did Roman Reigns miss the shows? Maybe he's hurt. And then, you know, they make the announcement. I'm sure he probably told them late last week, hey, the leukemia is back. So it was wild, though. It was really, it's a wild story. I'm trying to think if there's, it's hard to segue out of leukemia.
Yeah.
What are the other big celebrity things that are happening right now? Anything big?
Amy Schumer's pregnant.
It's a pretty big
story.
That'll
be a fun life for that kid.
Oh my, she's funny to me.
Yeah.
I don't watch, like, I haven't seen her stand up because I know she's fairly dirty.
I've read her or listened to her audiobook. It's pretty funny. And with her reading it and she adds, it's pretty funny.
Did you guys see the story on Sarah Silverman and is it Louis C.K. or whatever?
That was so weird.
So they've been friends for all these years. And, you know, he's been accused of stuff that was not appropriate with women. Mm. And Sarah Silverman said that back when they were younger, she approved of him to do weird things in front of her.
Yeah.
When I read that story, I was like, okay, I don't know why I just read this story.
I almost had to quit reading it. I was like, ew, this is making me uncomfortable just to think about that.
She's really quirky and different too, though.
You remember when she was with Jimmy Kimmel? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like they were a couple for a lot of years.
That's funny to think about.
What, that they're together? Or they were together?
Yeah, they were together for a minute too.
The lottery deal is a big deal, $1.6 billion in the lottery. I probably will buy a ticket, maybe my first ever Powerball type, you know, this is Mega Millions, but my first ticket ever.
I've never thought about buying one because I always thought, the chances are so bad. But man, you talk about $1.6 billion, that's ridiculous.
How dumb is it? So $300 million isn't enough for us.
Yeah, I know.
But once it gets over a billion.
We'll go ahead and buy one.
I'll buy one now.
Like, that's so
I'd be
dumb.
Excited if I won $100 right now.
Right, no joke. The things we can do are like, maybe just paying off a car at this point in my life. There's a list of 10 websites that influence the world. They say the top 10, Wikipedia, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Netflix.
YouTube, I feel like, should be number one.
Netflix influences people to...
Well, out of the internet, Reddit, which I never really use. MySpace was a big deal. David's favorite, The Hub, is on there.
The Hub.
Is the Drudge Report on there?
That's next to The Hub on David's favorites.
What's number one?
The top 10, Wikipedia.
Gotcha.
I didn't really see that, though. Like, I mean, I see Wikipedia stuff, but like,
everybody goes to that, though.
Yeah.
But like, for what? Like, I get why we use it. Like, what's the latest on Tim McGraw? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Tim something McGraw.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you just want like a background on somebody.
School, when you're doing a report.
Man. Really?
But you never could use Wikipedia as your source. Because,
your main source.
Yeah, because Wikipedia is
a lot of
true.
It might not be 100% accurate.
But they have moderators.
Because anybody can
on
add.
There.
Yeah.
Like if I went and edited at Wikipedia right now, it would be fixed in a couple of hours at the most,
you
if not
think.
Minutes.
Yeah, it's too weird to have too much access. People have too much access to it.
Yeah, but I can go edit that right now if I want to.
Do it. Change something.
Go to Brandon Baxter.
I don't think I have a Wikipedia.
Let's start a Wikipedia.
Nope, let's not start a Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Let's see what we got. I'm on Wikipedia.
Edit. Who could you edit? Can you just pick anything and edit?
Britney Spears.
Edit Britney Spears and say she married me in a surprise wedding.
Now you have to check it after I'm done.
All right, then I'll screenshot it. Are you really editing it?
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Let's see, Britney.
Where's the edit button?
Oh, great. This is going to take forever. There was a deal out today that said kids watch more Netflix and YouTube than they do cable television.
That's 100% true for my three.
Yeah. I think in my house too, even though at night, Kai does sit down and watch Disney. Mm. And he loves, like, his new deal, and he wanted to watch, instead of even watching wrestling last night, he wanted to watch Halloween Wars on Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Dad, can we watch Diners, and Drives?
Diners.
Because I don't know why he likes that show so much.
I couldn't edit her, but I clicked on a random article, and the first thing that came up is an EP, a debut EP by These Arms Are Snakes, and it's this lady that's bonded down by Christmas tree lights, and it says, this is meant to hurt you. So.
David, what are you on
What are
right
you
now?
Looking
that's
at?
That's Wikipedia.
Bonded down. You mean she's bound?
Yeah.
Okay, or random. Bonded down.
I can work on.
She's bonded down.
I can work on FileMaker Pro.
What is that?
You mean to edit that one?
No, that sucks.
Well, I mean.
Do something fun.
Random article. I'm clicking random article.
Don't do random. Who gives a crap about
the
that?
The 2011 stupid. Cronulla Sutherland
Just
Shark
change
Season.
Change your birthday.
Give me a Nobel Peace Prize.
I can work on musical composition.
No, that's boring. Pick something that people would actually see.
Brandon Baxter wrote music for Carrie Underwood.
Do that. I wrote Love Wins.
The Muppet Mobile Lab. What? Here. I'll do that. Let's see. Where's the edit button?
Oh, jeez.
Here's the thing. He keeps looking for the edit button, and he can't find it. So I don't think just anyone can go in and edit.
No, you can. Okay, edit right here. Boom.
Dude, nobody will ever fact check this one because it sucks.
Let's see. What can I put? Can I put...
Put yourself on that one, because that one
sucks. Just put somewhere in there, your mom.
Your mom.
Just put...
Your mom.
David Daly does...
There's so many blanks. Gosh. It's so hard to choose.
Here, David Daly does...
In the middle of it, there's this... There's this whole thing that says the two animatronic characters and the special effects aboard the vehicle are controlled remotely, blah, 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 blah. And then it says onboard cameras, microphones, and speakers allow the puppeteers to see Brandon
Baxter.
Don't put my name.
Brandon Baxter.
I don't want them to investigate me like I did.
Bald head. And hear guests and interact with them.
Okay, now press save.
Can I do that?
Yes.
I hope you know that if this is fraudulent, you can go to jail.
It's not fraudulent.
It could be. You can. Why are you laughing?
You're using the word fraudulent.
Okay.
But you can't put fraudulent information on Wikipedia.
I did the thing, and it says, allow the puppeteers to see Brandon Baxter's bald head.
No, it doesn't. Screenshot.
It does. Screenshot. How do you screenshot? You're on Wikipedia, Brandon.
Can I just take a picture?
You hit the gimmick.
What's the gimmick?
Everything's a gimmick.
The Windows button and the thing that says freaking screenshot.
I don't have that. Where is that?
It's got a Lenovo.
That's stupid Lenovo. You're probably right. It probably doesn't even do
How that. Do you screenshot on...
I give up.
Just take a picture with your phone.
I'll just do that.
That's toolish because it's not going to look right.
I'll even circle it. So.
Oh, that's great, David.
I'll take a big picture.
I hope
you're
know.
On Wikipedia right now.
Your IP address has been saved, though.
My IP address.
Your computer, it links directly to your computer.
Not my IP
They might address. Confiscate your Lenovo, and how would you feel about that?
I have done this in the past.
They probably confiscate it, and then they just throw it in the trash.
I used to do this at school all the time. There were, like, WWE profiles that we would change. So, like...
Why would you do that?
You're such a rebel.
We were in high school, and we thought it was funny. So, we, like, would link different people's names to different things. It was just funny.
Well, put me in a relationship with somebody great.
Do you mean to create
Jana
one?
Kramer.
You can create one for you. No,
you can
Baxter.
Be married. You can be a polygamist. And you can be married to Jana Kramer.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood. Jessica Alba.
Oh, I don't need any more. I'm good. I'm
just
good.
Three?
I'm good on those three. Trish Stratus.
That's a good one.
Oh, and we've talked to her on the phone, haven't we?
No, we haven't.
Oh, that's Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss, yeah.
How about Alexa?
Alexa. Oh, we have the K-Fine Alexa skill enabled. You can go and say, Alexa, enable K-Fine. And then you could say, Alexa, play K-Fine. And you can actually hear the show live.
That's cool.
So, now I just have to buy an Alexa.
They're not expensive.
Will you get me one?
One of the Echo or Echo Dots?
Yeah. They're like $30.
Mm-hmm.
You
they are
gift
really
you one?
Cheap.
Yeah. Would you gift me and David one?
Here's what's great about these. There's a lot of people who have gotten away from having like true radios in their house. Like back in the day, everybody had radios. Mm-hmm. Remember, everybody had a boombox or a big stereo and
Jam
all that
box
stuff.
Is what I call it.
Jam boxes, too. We had all these different things where we could record on cassettes and all of that. And that kind of went away. And you got to the point where really the radios you could buy were more like alarm clocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now with these devices, you know, basically I think radio and other forms of media, too, are now easier to consume inside a home.
Huh. That's interesting.
But think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're right there next to somebody's bed or in their kitchen because the Alexa device is there.
Yep.
Alexa, play K-Fine.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
I was recording something in a studio that has one of those devices the other day, and I was like, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play K-Fine. And the stupid thing started talking to me, and I couldn't figure out how to shut it off. I'm like, stop.
Alexa, be
you
quiet.
You have to say Alexa again. You can't say stop.
I kept saying, I looked it up. I spent 3 minutes trying to shut the damn thing up.
You have to say, Alexa, shut up.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Why do you talk to me like that?
Alexa, leave me there all alone.
You can say whatever you want.
I will kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Hey, Siri. Show me your... No, nothing. Y'all didn't give me anything.
Because what you had was something.
I thought it was going to say something that you had programmed into it or something.
No, no. I said this in the car the other day. Leslie does not think that's funny. Hey, Siri, show me your boobies.
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web for... Show me your boobies.
No! No! Don't do it!
Oh, Siri, search!
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it funny hearing her say that?
What's so dumb about that? I don't get it.
What do you mean?
It's funny how she goes, show me your boobies.
But you know, you
what
can
do you
like,
search for something.
Here, what you can do is...
Oh, he's going to get here he all goes, boring with
technical
it.
Stuff again.
He's going to bore us to death with Lenovo talk and Wait. Sports.
So and 606.
No, what you can do is, like in a text message, you can say, you can type it in and then have them speak it.
Brandon Baxter is bald.
Brandon Baxter is bald.
Why are you talking to a dude?
I don't know why mine's a dude, because mine's that Australian lady.
Brandon Baxter is bald.
Bald. How do you do that? I want
to
do that.
You can just go to your text messages and type in whatever, and then highlight it all, select it all, and then you put speak.
David Daly. All right. What do you do?
You're so excited about pressing it.
All right. What do I do now? I do select all.
Select all. Yeah. And then there's a speak option above it.
It doesn't say that on mine.
You probably did.
Oh, please. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I can send the text if I need to, but it doesn't let me speak it.
Let me see your phone.
Nope. I did select all. Now
you're
what?
So protective of
it. It says
phone.
Look up, cut, copy, paste, share.
So you do select all, and to the right, it says speak. Just go to the right a little
Kelly,
bit.
Kelly, does yours do that?
Mm-hmm. Do the little right arrow.
I don't have a right arrow. It says share.
What?
You need to update.
Speak. So I did.
Hello.
Show me.
Okay, so it's highlighted.
Yeah.
I click on it.
That's what I'm doing.
And then I go to the, there's a little right arrow.
I don't have the right arrow anymore.
And then it says speak.
What the hell's wrong with my arrow?
I did hello again.
I heard it. Do I have to send it? Is my phone broken?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look up.
I'm going to do select.
Lookup shows personalized suggestions for the... Is lookup enabled? This is dumb.
You can even do speak sentence.
Mine doesn't work.
Listen.
You're ugly.
That's horrible.
That's horrible? Of all the things you say to me, that's horrible.
Yeah. Well, mine doesn't work.
I'm sorry you broke your phone. You need to quit looking up all those
Just give
weird
it to Kai.
Videos.
Kai can probably figure it out.
David Daly. All right.
Is.
No. I got
has.
That might be on there. Why does mine not work like that?
Because you look up weird videos all the time. You I have can a virus.
When you have viruses on your phone.
You have viruses on your
I
phone.
I don't have viruses.
Looking up dirty stuff.
I don't either. It doesn't work. Well.
Just tell us what you were going to say.
How about this, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to send you. This no I'm not should I no
send
no, I
it and then I'll see if my phone will do it.
All right, don't laugh, just play it. I don't want you to tip it off.
Brandon,
say it. I want to hear this now.
Hang on,
you're probably gonna have to copy it. This doesn't work on her phone either. Now we've wasted all this time.
Okay,
no, you can probably just highlight
select all.
Get away from it, David. You can't see it.
I don't have it either.
That's because you have that Pornhub communicator on your phone where it talks to you, you freak.
Oh, my gosh.
Pornhub communicator?
I'm saying David does.
I was like, what?
Who has a speak option in their text, you freak?
Old David has a special app.
Sex robot man over there.
Let's see what happens when I go ahead and say what he typed.
David Daly has a small tallywhacker.
Let me see if I can get that better. I put a space in there. Oh, I accidentally just sent that.
To who?
I sent it to Rachel, so it's okay.
David Daly has a small tallywhacker.
That's so stupid.
We gotta go. Goodbye.
Man.